Kelly!
You see me, right?
Andrea DeMink and IMPD officer Doug Smiley have come to a homeless camp at the underside of a downtown bridge to tell Kelly that they found him housing.
At one time, we probably had 15 people back here. Now there's, I guess, a couple just moved in, and then the gentleman she's looking for.
So this is basically under a bridge downtown?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're just west of the zoo.
And it's pretty well packed with all sorts of stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
Clothing and shoes and
yep.
Coolers and...
They just hoard whatever they think they're going to need, and then it just stays here.
DeMink is founder of The Poor House, an organization that helps connect people with housing. Twice a week, her group also provides meals downtown, and that's where she met Kelly a couple of years ago. She says it's taken some time to convince him to seek more permanent shelter.
He actually doesn't mind living outside, but the last winter was really... really rough, the last two winters.
She marvels at their ability to live in harsh conditions like under this bridge.
There were a couple of guys that lived the bridge in front of us on either side of it. There are pipes that run through there that in the winter carry, they're like steam pipes. And so if you can tarp them, it really makes it warm. And so there was a guy on each side, and we were able to successfully house both of them. And so those are opened up for whoever else finds them this winter.
It's hard to know just how many people are homeless at a given time. The annual point-in-time count this past January found over 5,800. But DeMink says that doesn't include anyone seeking refuge in abandoned homes and buildings. At the next stop, the team keeps its distance at first when they hear dogs barking.
Anybody home? Outreach!
Then they walk up to a pristine wooded campground. A sign hanging near the first tent reads, "Your habits are a reflection of you. Clean up and pick up after yourself."
When I first started doing this, this was a bad heroin area. They would come back here and just, you come back and they'd be passed out everywhere. It seems like it shifts, you know, it goes in cycles, and then now we've got a good group back here that care about where they live.
At the next stop along White River, a huge blue tarp hangs from the trees with several tents underneath. Carpet remnants cover the ground. A hammock hangs at one end, and a cat greets the team. Outreach member and Midtown Crisis Counselor Linda Lynn says the animals are companions and help keep the homeless safe.
Dogs for protection, cats for rats and mice and things. The last 3 years, we can live trap and then get them spayed and neutered. We get donations of cat food, dog food.
Rats have been a problem for a camp not far away, so Smiley asked Kenny about them here.
I'm going to get a rat guy for up their way. Have you had any problems down this way?
Do we what?
Rats.
If it wasn't for this cat right here.
She probably keeps it.
Yeah, she's a great hunter. She really is.
After having their camp flood during the heavy rains this summer and surviving the last few harsh winters in the tents, Kenny and his girlfriend are ready to find housing, and DeMink is working on it, but they want to live as a couple, and very few organizations offer housing to couples without kids.
Okay, I'll see you soon, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, Andrea.
Hi, Wanda.
Man, it's really nice. Thanks. Seeing you, Andrea.
It's nice to see you too, my friend.
With that, it's up the embankment and off to the next stop along the way. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.